want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Be challenged to live wisely.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Bend your neck to my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, and I'm talking with my daughter Valerie Shepherd today. We've been talking in the past, she's been with us a number of times recently, we've been talking about the job of being a mother and a father and trying to rear godly children in a very ungodly world. And I remember a time years ago, Val, you've heard me tell this story, of visiting a sheep farm in Wales, in North Wales, a place called Llanymowdwy. It was an eye-opener to me to stand one misty summer morning in the window of the shepherd's home with the shepherd's wife. We were looking out the window at these velvety green hillsides down which were coming hundreds of sheep. They looked like a blanket just moving down the side of the hill. And then I began to see that the shepherd was on horseback and he had his dog with him, a dog named Mac. The shepherd's name was John Jones, and I've since learned that practically everybody in Wales is named John Jones, and they tell me that every black and white sheepdog is named Mac. And it was wonderful to see the relationship between the dog and the shepherd. To me, it looked like an impossible job to get those unruly, wayward, stupid, foolish, stubborn sheep where they wanted them to go. But it was amazing to see the calm in both the shepherd and this dog. The dog was not barking. There was no fuss. He did exactly what the shepherd told him to do. I couldn't see how the shepherd was telling him to do anything, but the shepherd's wife, Mary, explained to me that he had a little whistle that we couldn't hear with a human ear. The dog could hear it. I don't know whether the sheep could hear it or not, but they wouldn't have paid any attention. They certainly paid attention when the dog ran around and nipped at their heels and made them get where they were supposed to be. But one of the things that was particularly amazing to me was to see the sheepdog spend quite a bit of time sitting perfectly still, watching the shepherd, just simply looking at the shepherd. The two of them worked as a unit, the shepherd telling the sheepdog what to do and the sheepdog making the sheep do it. There was nothing anxious or hurried about either one of them. As far as I could tell, there was no rigid plan. And I asked Mary, I said, "Do the sheep understand the pattern that the shepherd is interested in forming here?" And she looked at me with a smile and she said, "The sheep don't understand the pattern, only obedience." And the same thing was true of the dog. The dog didn't know what the next command was going to be, but obedience was his job and nothing else. And he was content to wait until he got the sign from the shepherd. He was a docile, faithful agent of another mind. We talked in one of our programs together about giving up our own agenda. That sheepdog, Mac, didn't have any agenda except to do the will of the master. And he was using his mind in obedience. It was also wonderful to see that he was joyful about it. He was wagging his tail the whole time, even though the sheep were as bad as any naughty little unruly boys. The dog was not discouraged. The shepherd was not discouraged with the results. Now, in Evelyn Underhill's little book that I have called Collected Papers, there is an essay on the subject of Christian teachers. Everything in it, I think, is applicable to parents. And she says this, let me read this, and you tell me whether you would agree with this. I'm sure you'll agree with it, but you'll have some more things to say. What then, she says, is this job? Let's say either teaching or being parents, which certainly involves teaching. Surely as Christians, we must consider that it is to cooperate with God in rearing up certain souls which are to form cells of the body of Christ. And the true object of this whole process is not merely the teaching, the training, the improvement, or even the saving of those young and growing souls, excellent as all this may be. Your ideal is not just to make your young people good citizens, or in your case, good Presbyterians. That's not nearly good enough. The real object is the glory of God. That is the vision which is to stand ever before you as you go about your work. Would you see yourself as a sheepdog?
Yes.
Cooperating.
Trying to obey the master and trying to look to the Lord for what the next direction is. Yes. My husband has always called himself an under-shepherd, but now as you were reading, I was thinking he's more of a sheepdog to the shepherd who is Jesus.
And you have no agenda of your own, which is more important than the agenda that God gives you.
That's right.
And you've talked about the importance of prayer in your own life. Mm-hmm. That's one way in which you discover God's agenda, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Many times I've tried to sit and just wait to hear if I hear something from the Lord, and I never hear any voice, but I know that if I keep my mind on Scripture, I will see what the agenda is for me, you know, serving Him, laying down my life, saying no to myself. I'll see how He wants me to serve Him just from reading the Scripture. So I mentioned in one of the programs that we need to meditate on Scripture more, just taking a small passage of Scripture and really letting it sink down into our hearts.
And that strengthens your confidence.
Yes.
In the shepherd himself, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you speak of an agenda, obviously as a mother, your agenda has got to include cooking, mm-hmm. washing, cleaning, mm-hmm. homeschooling. Does that fit or conflict with God's agenda for you?
No, that seems to be God's agenda for me right now. And trying to teach orderliness and a pattern of work and then play, helping others, all those things have to go into the everyday hours. And so that's what God has given me to do, and I'm thankful for it, although there are days when I think I'm not doing well at anything that I'm trying to do, whether it's homeschooling or cooking.
And I'm sure you put those things in your prayers as well, don't
yes.
you? You're not so spiritually minded that the only thing you pray about is the fruits of the Spirit.
No.
You're praying about the Lord helping you to get the laundry right. done and whatever else, especially
teaching my daughter Colleen, who rooms with her 12-year-old sister, just to be faithful in little things, to pick up after herself, to put away her clothes, to put them in the hamper if they're dirty, to hang them up if they're not dirty. That is a constant struggle.
Line upon line.
And I do pray about that. I say, Lord, help me to teach Colleen to be faithful in little things. And she can be very repentant and sweet when she sees that I'm pretty upset with how she hasn't been very faithful.
And no matter how successful we might seem to be sometimes, or however fruitless some of our best efforts appear to be, there is nothing in either thing, either to flatter ourselves or to induce despair, as the sheepdog was perfectly calm and not barking or fussing, and the shepherd also, just as though here is a calm, gentle, sensible way in which God's will is supposed to work in what happened to be the necessity for the shepherd that particular day, which was to get the sheep from the pasture where they were into a pen where they could be dipped mm-hmm. in order to prevent the parasites and other things that would be harmful mm-hmm. for the sheep. And so many people write to me, Val, about how to know the will of God and what is the will of God for me. And again and again and again, I have to write and say, your normal daily duties constitute the major part of the will of God.
Mm-hmm. Do the
and
next
do you
thing.
Find that as you pray about and do those ordinary things, that when there's something extra, God is going to show you that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. He'll give the time to do the extra thing if that needs to be done. But most of my time is taken up with just doing the normal everyday duties.
I was going to say, are there times when even the ordinary everyday duties just seem so overwhelming to you that you don't see how you're going to get through a day. Mm-hmm. And yet, as you say, he gives you the strength. I think he proportions the strength to the task, and he proportions the task to the strength.
Yes, There are days when I have such a long list of things that I think I have to do that I'll be discouraged and anxious, and I won't be able to know which one to start with. And I'll take the list to my husband, and I'll say, what do you think is most important here? And he'll cross out the ones that he doesn't think I need to be doing. And that helps me, even though there may be things that I think they must be done. He'll just cross them off and say, no, you need to take care of the children first. You need to cook a good meal, or you need to just stay here at home and enjoy the children. He says, don't always be pushing them aside because you've got ironing or cooking to do. He says, I want you to enjoy the children. So that's a real, that's good advice for me, because I tend to want to do only housework or only keeping things in order and kind of ignore what they're doing.
If you think again of the pattern of the sheep and the sheepdog and the shepherd, your children are the sheep, you're the sheepdog, and overarching your entire household, your family, your home, you yourself, your personal life, your marriage, is that infinite power and love of the great shepherd of the sheep.
That's right.
Is that a comfort?
Yes, wonderful comfort.
Thanks, Val, for being with us again.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.